down a narrow backpacker alley in southern Vietnam, an idea that never quite took off in Utah is thriving. Visitors from around the world have left their mark on the walls of the Nam La Gai's restaurant in Ho Chi Minh City. Some identified their homes on a large hand-drawn world map, while others wrote messages in their native language. Pictures of superheroes like Batman and Spider-Man wearing the traditional Vietnamese cone-shaped straw hat called a Nam La are also on the wall. The diverse group of customers and decorations match both the concept and the history of the business opened 2 years ago by a group of friends from Korea. Jong Rok Choi was so impressed with the documentary The Rebirth of Korean Comfort Food in America, he watched the film several times.
That documentary makes me, I want to run a business. Not USA and I don't know where, but that program make me really inspired.
While Jong Rok was dreaming of becoming a business owner, his brother Song Rok and one of his brother's friends were falling in love with Vietnam. Song Rok attended a university in China. He lived with a Vietnamese roommate who introduced him to the country's culture and food. Song Rok's friend, Dong Grin Kim, stayed in Korea for school, but went to Vietnam as a volunteer and also developed a fondness for the country's culture and food.
They are really like Vietnam. I don't know anything about Vietnam. I just know about the hats in traditional Vietnam and just close traditional, which name is Ao Zai.
The men visited Vietnam together in 2016. During their trip, Jong Rok also caught the Vietnam bug, and the trio decided this was where they wanted to start a business, especially after they realized it would be easier to do so in Vietnam than in Korea. At first, they considered starting a coffee shop, but there were already so many in Ho Chi Minh City, they weren't sure what would set them apart. Opening a Korean restaurant presented the same challenge. They needed to think of something unique. Dong Grin had studied in the United States for a year and enjoyed the Mexican food he'd tried there. After taking an inventory of the food options in Ho Chi Minh, the men decided this was a niche they could fill. They just had to learn how to make the food. That wasn't going to be easy. Jong Rok had only eaten tacos 3 or 4 times in Korea.
We choose the making Mexican food. I'm watching really a lot of Mexican food video, how to make, and I was go to other Mexican food restaurant and I was eat a lot of Mexican food.
Because Mexican food isn't very common in Vietnam, the friends weren't sure how people would react to the flavors. To make their dishes a little more familiar, they decided to create a menu that incorporated more general Asian flavors into quesadillas, tacos, and burritos. The restaurant's specialty is bún cha, a traditional Vietnamese pork dish. At Nam La Gai's, customers can order bún cha tacos, quesadillas, burritos, or rice bowls.
So there is many Vietnamese said this is not bún cha, but we want to introduce Vietnamese food to many foreigners.
In designing their menu, Jong Rok said he and his partners tried to mirror the quick-serve, inexpensive style of cut bop. He wanted a menu that would provide healthier options in comparison to other fast food joints. Of all the items on the menu, the rice bowls are the most similar to what is served at Cut Bop. These dishes include rice, one of the menu's signature fillings, vegetables, and sauce. Like Cut Bop, customers can customize the spice level of their bowl. Just over half of the restaurant's customers are from North America, Europe, and Australia. The rest are locals or come from other Asian countries. Chin Se Che was traveling in Vietnam for the first time in July and decided to try Nam La Gai's after reading about it on a blog. During her visit, she tried the Korean rice bowl and a quesadilla, which was the first Mexican-style food she had eaten.
It's quite different from the Korean food that I tried before, but it's also quite delicious. If I come Vietnam again, I think I will come here again.
Although many people are excited by the idea of fusion food, the unique nature of the menu isn't for everyone. Jong Rok said Western tourists are sometimes looking for more authentic Mexican food, and locals may want more traditional dishes. Over the past 7 years, the Utah-based food truck Cutbop has grown from one truck in Salt Lake City to more than a dozen storefronts in Utah, with other locations in Colorado, Idaho, and even a restaurant in Indonesia. But the story of Nam La Gai's gave Cutbop owner Jung Hun Song a new feeling of success.
That means we're doing well, right? If we're not doing well, they're not going to follow us, they're not going to copy about us, right?
Nam La isn't the first business to be influenced by Cutbop. Jung Hung says copycat joints, bearing the restaurant's name and sharing a similar menu, have popped up in many places throughout Asia and North America. These stores are a violation of Jung Hung's trademark on the name, but he doesn't mind. As a small business owner, he wants others to be successful too.
I like it because if Korean food getting popular in the United States, it's got to be for everybody, it's got to be good, right?
Feeling successful after their first few years of business, Nam La Gai's is looking to expand. The owners are working on turning their business into a franchise. Although there has been a lot of interest, finding an investor who is serious has been a challenge. Jongrok is confident, however, that he and the other owners could have a second store running within the next 6 months. Could there be a Nam La Gai's in Utah someday? If a few guys from Korea can be inspired to do Mexican fusion in Vietnam after watching a documentary about some restaurant owners in the United States, anything can happen. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.